ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla?
Fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it?
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans?
Yeah.
The
yes.
specks?
Yes.
Are the problem?
It's granular.
The actual what vanilla is? The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, to like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday. I mean, why not?
Comes every week.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Well, well, well. Andy Dalton. What about you, Huckleberry? You scared? Remember that line from, it's two lines, from The Natural? When he's getting ready to pitch against the, or try to strike out the whammer. And they come up with the idea, I bet he can strike you out on three pitch balls. He does.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, the movie's 41 years old.
Yeah.
But the whammer says to him, what about you, Huckleberry? Scared? Are we scared of Andy Dalton? Is that how bad it is?
No.
Here in second place?
No, we're not allowed. No, we're not allowed to be scared of Andy Dalton.
Would you rather face Bryce Young than Andy Dalton? I would. This is worse. This is definitely worse for the Bills.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends, I guess, on what you think it takes to beat the Bills. Because Bryce Young would have a higher ceiling.
Oh.
Than Andy Dalton.
Now, who could reach it?
And if he hits it, you know, he can make a few plays on you. I mean, I don't know. Are we back to he's terrible again now?
Kind of.
Is that what's happening?
Did you watch?
I did. I did.
I think he is.
Yeah.
You know what he is that doesn't help him?
Oh, my God, if you say inconsistent.
Small.
Right. Oh, sure. Right.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Inconsistent. I mean, you know me better than that. I hate to say it, but he's small.
Yeah.
How is Jacoby Brissett so much better than Kyler Murray? Like McBride, right? Didn't we all draft or want to draft Trey McBride? And then it's Kyler Murray. And remember, he doesn't score touchdowns. And like just sort of there's a weird thing with Arizona. Murray leaves. And we're not playing them, I know. But Murray leaves.
Yeah.
And then Brissett, they lost both games, but they easily could have won both games with Jacoby Brissett. There are a number of teams right now in the league, and maybe the Jets are one, but they're just at the point where they don't even care anymore, where they know they're playing the wrong guy.
Yeah.
In the name of development and draft capital. Minnesota.
Yeah. We're in, Carolina is not that. Still. I mean, last year happened Young became sort of like a don't overreact too quickly guy, right? So I don't. This year's been uneven again. I refuse to be scared of Andy Dalton.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I do. You could look. I got fat last week betting on Joe Flacco. Right, a lot of good it did me in fantasy. His 29 points did not hold up to the rest of our absolute garbage fire of a roster this week. So we're losing by like 50. But anyway,
better than me.
I mean, Dalton is certainly capable of having, you know, he never had the highs in his career that fly, you know, he never had that, you know, incredible playoff run where he threw 11 touchdowns and no interceptions on the way to winning the Super Bowl. No one really saw coming. But, you know, comparable enough, veteran journeyman guy. Could he have a day? Sure. I would predict it's more likely that Bryce Young could have a day than Andy Dalton.
What does a Bryce Young day look like? 243-2 and no picks,
sure,
and maybe
yeah.
He runs one in.
Just efficient. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I think this is one of those. I'm not afraid of him either. I mean, the Bills are, what, 8-point favorites?
I haven't even looked.
The thing is, though, I think probably when this happens to a team, and it wouldn't be unanimous, it never is. Oh, this team came out flat. All of them? It's 53 guys. All of them? Were there maybe 20 guys who were motivated, but 33 weren't? Like, these kind of blanket statements get made. I bet with Carolina, a team I spent a lot of time thinking about yesterday because I went into that Atlanta game, by the way, feeling like I didn't know anything about Atlanta. And I didn't want that to happen again. So The Panthers. There are probably lots of players on that team. They've had a string of losing, meaningless seasons who are like, okay, maybe they're 4-3 as well. They're not 2-5. They're not like just playing it out.
Maybe a calm, cool, steady veteran hand at the wheel is all we need.
Who's been better in every metric?
I think this
compared with Young since forever.
This is a respectable point.
Like, I think there maybe will be some juice with Carolina because of this. And what happens with these sort of things? You said it about Flacco, and I couldn't agree more. They're going to go play the Jets now and watch how bad it is. Flacco. I mean, it doesn't last.
Right.
It didn't last with the Browns. It didn't last with the Colts. It won't last with the Bengals. You know, you get a spark, and defenses really don't know what they're dealing with, and the whole team kind of jumps up. That's what the Bengals was on Thursday night against the Steelers, and it's a unforgettable night. Then it isn't, and I think
right.
I think you don't want to play. They're going to the Bills. You don't want to play Andy Dalton the first week
out of the wrapper, right?
No. And I think, you know, in week 10, it'd be great if he's still in there. But you know, this is a little bit interesting to me.
I agree that it is a little bit interesting. It was, listen, I mean, I was right about Flacco. He could have been a pumpkin right away. And I think that is, you know, just as likely an outcome with Dalton, that he's going to throw it to you a few times because he never had the biggest arm in the world. And if it's deteriorated enough that he thinks he can still do stuff that he really can't, I mean, there's your in. But, you know, you are playing against a secondary that doesn't really seem to be reacting much to where the ball's going.
The Bills.
The Bills, yeah. Oh. So, I mean, that is a problem.
You know what else he did?
Ended the drought.
Well, okay. Right? And we sent him a lot of money.
Right.
What else he did yesterday was he brought Leggett out of hibernation. We talk about Xavier Worthy all the time. We've never talked about Xavier Leggett, one of the other top Xaviers from that draft.
It's mostly because I didn't want him as badly as I wanted Xavier Worthy.
And he hasn't done anything.
Right, that helps.
There's been no reason to fret about the Bills not picking Leggett.
In your face, Bills. No, not really.
Scored the only touchdown in that game yesterday. I mean, they traded Thielen, so there isn't Thielen anymore. But it's Leggett and Coker, and of course the top pick, Tet McMillan, who had a quiet game yesterday.
And the two running backs.
And the two running backs, which we'll see if they know what they want to do there.
I felt like I read an inordinate amount of analysis on how they can best capitalize on having two running backs yesterday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
And I just thought, I just kept thinking, why this is not something that's uncommon in the league right now. Why are we fretting about what they're going to do with Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba Hubbard.
I don't get it.
I think
take turns. It's not that hard.
Well, they did. Okay, like, almost literally, they traded drives. But Dowdle was much better than Hubbard. And he just went over 200 yards from scrimmage in back-to-back weeks, which, you know, that's, like, very rare in NFL history. But Hubbard, I almost said Hubbard, Chuba Hubbard wasn't hurt, or he was healthy. They don't want you to lose your job to injury. So he folds in and went back and forth, and they were just like never threatened in the game. So all is well. Dowdle, I think, is the much better player. To me, like, they'll probably drag it out all week. They did last week. You know, we don't know what we're going to do. And I think maybe preparing for running backs is maybe like preparing for goalies, which is just sort of the team that keeps you wondering, is just having its fun, but it doesn't really matter. Oh, am I going to shoot differently because goalie B is playing the goalie A, but the other team can't bring itself to tell me who the goalie is going to be.
Yeah.
I just think it's minimal.
I would agree it's minimal. I think goalies have tendencies, and you're in alone on a guy. You think there's a weak spot. I think you probably want to be aware of that. So I would say that matters maybe a little more than this.
Okay, but how hard is it for a forward to prepare to know both things?
Not that hard.
Once the game starts, the coach is right there to tell you, this is the guy who goes down.
It's only 13 minutes, not even 13 minutes after three. It's a second good point this segment. I got to concede. I don't know.
I mean, of course, you can just tell them, and they would already know, but just tell them once the game starts.
Yeah.
What happens when they put the backup in? You tell them then. I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. But Dowdle has been great, and Hubbard is good. Well, I mean, are you thinking so much about Andy Dalton or Drake May today? Maybe Drake May.
It's hard not to be thinking about Drake May and the Patriots and the Chiefs if you got an eye full of that. Although, you know, that was not an extended appearance by the Kingpins there. That game was so easy. It was just not even funny. My God.
I didn't watch any of that game. I saw highlights of their plays. You know, the Raiders did nothing. 30 plays?
30 plays in an NFL game. The fewest since at least 2002. I don't know why that's a line of demarcation, but that was what I saw yesterday. I didn't go looking earlier today if there was an update on that.
The fewest I saw since the first game back for the Cleveland Browns, which would have been, I think, 99.
Okay.
And they played the Steelers and lost 43-0. And they ran, if I read it right, I'm going to look now, 28 plays in that game. And the Raiders ran 30. Even with everybody taking the fourth quarter off, they ran 30 plays.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always, and we do.
They were kneeling before the two-minute warning, and the Raiders had their timeouts. They had just, like, went, yep, yeah, fine, we can all leave.
And the Raiders never got to the red zone.
what a in performance. The game. What a performance.
The Browns in this game, the 99 opener, had two first downs to Pittsburgh's 33. 33-2!
Welcome back to the NFL.
Welcome back. Amazingly, they stayed after that.
Right. They've barely ever been good, but yes, they have stayed.
I think with the Chiefs, we can think and talk about them. We always do anyway. And unless you're somebody that wrote them off, we talk about people who did that. I don't know anybody who did that. Like, just who are we talking about when we talk about people? Your crazy friend, the guy that called in the one time to say that Patrick Mahomes would get hurt. Like, just who are the people that actually talk like that?
I don't know any of them.
You know, they're not even worth really spending a thought on. Most people, if not all, wouldn't have written off Kansas City after five games. Instead, you can look at them, think about them, be daunted by them. It is what it's always been. Like, that's still there. It didn't go away. You might have thought it could have, but it didn't. You might have thought that last year.
It seemed like for 2 years, maybe, they were never going to be that offense again. But lo and behold, they've got everybody back, and they are that offense again. Another 280 yards from Mahomes. I mean, he's rolling, they're rolling.
But I would say this if it were the opposite of that, what the Chiefs looked like on their worst day. What would we have said about the Bills' chances in a playoff game against Kansas City, other than the fact that, oh, they'll lose? What would we have said about a Bills playoff game against a bad-looking Kansas City team? You never know.
Right.
They'll just – what happened last year?
Right.
Maybe they'll get it right. I'm doing that with this, which is – put the Bills in Arrowhead Stadium next week for a playoff game, what, are they going to get blown out? I guess, maybe, but they could also easily win. To me, it's not even like, it's not that different. I mean, they do look like they're going to be there. Their chances of winning the AFC West have improved a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
The Chargers lose again.
And the Broncos saved the day yesterday. I mean, holy Moses, what a game.
But they look so beatable.
Yeah.
Like, it feels right now, I should have looked at the odds. It feels right now like it's Kansas City's, again, in the AFC West. They have three losses, but the Bills have two.
Right.
And they'll play next Sunday, by the way, which will be massive. So, I'm just saying, Kansas City's Kansas City.
And they look way better than the Bills look right now. The inverse was probably true 3 or 4 weeks ago, at least to the wider NFL world. We were, you know, in the details, and why is this game closer than it should be, and I need a roughing the punter penalty, etc. But, yeah, I think... A hard thing about the NFL season can be to partially, if not entirely, disregard the result, what happens in the games. Like, it doesn't have to mean anything to when the Bills and Chiefs play in 2 weeks. It doesn't have to mean anything to when they play maybe in 2 months or 3 months or whenever that'll be in January. What they look like currently against the Atlanta Falcons and or the New Orleans Saints or the Raiders or anyone, really. It does not matter. They're going to get on the field, and it'll probably be a close game. And God forbid I've got the ball in my hands with a chance to win it with a touchdown late again, and then I got to listen to 6 more months of my defense isn't any good.
Two things can both be true.
That's right. So, but
good point.
I think it's tracking the same way as it's tracked every year since the Bills got good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You know, the only difference is
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Instead of Baltimore being out in front of both of them like you had a couple of years ago or just whatever. It's just a new – it's not a familiar stalwart at the top of the conference at 6-1. It's the Indianapolis Colts, who still – you know, you might still want to dismiss them because Daniel Jones was terrible for quite a while with the New York Giants and kind of a punchline. But every time I – again, I'm watching Red Zone last night. I wasn't just sitting there watching the Colt game. I did not have access to it. I might have liked to just sit with it just to get a feel for them, you know, down in, down out. But, man, they look sharp. I mean, I just don't see any negative plays from them. The quarterback doesn't make any mistakes. They're taking it away. They seem to run it anytime they want. He's got guys open everywhere he's throwing the ball. I mean, it's just very, very on point, I would say, Indianapolis.
That's a very interesting analysis that I've always really liked since the first time I heard anybody say it. And it happens to have been Phil Sims, who was doing a Bills-Jets game, maybe the only Bills-Jets game ever that where both teams were good, 1998, late in the season in Buffalo on a Saturday. And he was talking about, he might have been talking about Bill Parcells saying it. Wasn't Parcells the Jets coach at that time with Testaverde? And anyway, I was in an airport for this game between flights, and the volume was up. And Sim said about Doug Flutie, maybe he was quoting Parcells. He's like, the thing he's done is he's gotten rid of all their bad plays. And, you know, you think about quarterback that way. Just there aren't going to be any bad plays. Our sacks are going to be incomplete passes. Our interceptions are going to be incomplete passes. Right. Or they're going to be flags on the defense. We're going to put the ball in places. Or they're going to be running plays. We're just not going to have any bad plays. And the Bills won a lot of games with him kind of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that is the Colts. And they're also, Jonathan Taylor, right now, no gymnastics are necessary for the offensive player of the year. Like, you don't have to, well, but a running back. Well, but this, what if the award was thought of this way? I don't think we need to do that. As of now, it's Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. He has 10 rushing touchdowns, 700 yards rushing in 7 games. Like, he is their engine.
Yeah.
And Jones is not screwing it
he's
up.
He's not hurting him at all.
He's probably doing a little bit better than just not screwing it up.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
But, you know, let's see Josh Allen win a road playoff game in his life like Daniel Jones has already done. Let's see him do that.
Bulletin board.
I wonder if you can do that one of these years. Win a playoff game on the road.
Right.
Bulldog, you know, I shouldn't just say you. We all kind of want to not have to find that out this year because you want the Bills to be the one, in which case they won't have to win a playoff game
right.
on the road. But they've had to every one of these years, and they've never been able to do it. The one, we're 7 weeks in, doesn't look great. Indianapolis is 6-1. New England is 5-2.
You're tied with, you know, you didn't play this week, so you didn't get to keep pace. But, like, yeah, you're in the mess with, I mean, before yesterday, I think there were a half a dozen 4-2 teams in the conference. And I think most everybody won. You know, right? Denver came. The Chargers lost. They were one of them too. Jacksonville also lost. So they were among those teams.
Yep.
So I still think the point was when we started talking about Indianapolis was I think it's the same season as any one of these seasons. It's just there's someone you might think of as an imposter atop the heap right now after 7 weeks. You know, you probably haven't spent too much time taking them seriously. Or maybe you have. Maybe you have Sunday Ticket and you're watching the Colts every week because you're building a fear bunker based on Daniel Jones and Jonathan Taylor running you over in January. I don't know. But it feels like any one of these other years where the Bills have been this level of contender right now. They and the Chiefs, their relationship to me is unchanged.
The Chiefs have both the Bills and the Colts coming up in their next four games or five games. Indianapolis hosts Kansas City in week 12, and KC is here next week. What do the Chiefs have? Oh, Washington. Well, the timing might be good. They have Washington on Monday night at home before coming here and then the bye. Then the Chiefs thing is tough at Denver, Indianapolis, at Dallas. It's tough. It's not tough for the Patriots, though. We've talked about it for months. Now it's the Browns at home. They won 3 road games in a row, starting with the game here. They win in New Orleans. They win in Tennessee. And now they go to Cleveland.
Like easily in Tennessee, too. Like, and I'm not, and be careful. Like, it's not because Tennessee should be or is to be respected and so good, but if you were thinking the Patriots were going to stub their toe or anything, like they're new at this, they just went and just put a team down.
It took a while, didn't it, for them to get going?
I guess.
And then I saw Cam Ward do the empty hand flub.
Yeah.
That's not good. Are you still into him?
I don't want
to. You done?
I'm not taking questions. I'm not taking any questions on Cam Ward. It's not been good.
There's another guy who, whoever their backup is, they'd be better. There are a lot of teams like that. It's not pretty. But, you know, maybe last year the Bears were one.
Right, you got to keep
going. And
they
came through it.
Yeah.
Right?
You do. I think you do got to keep going. I think there is still hope for Cam Ward, but it's not going well.
Obviously, no.
They're not in a good spot.
It is not going well. I don't know. Who is the backup there? He probably got in yesterday. Who's the backup in Tennessee?
Billy Volek.
Whoever it is has not thrown a pass yet this year, so I can't even tell you from Pro Football Reference. There's no way to find out. All right, Football Monday with a hockey game tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, our guest today at 4, Matt Verderam. Then we're wide open until 6:30. How rude. 6:30, Sabres and Canadiens. Paul Hamilton is in Montreal and will join us as the Sabres go for a third straight win. How about that?
Brandon Allen, by the way, is the backup quarterback of the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, well, is there a clamor?
I don't think there's a clamor.
In Nashville? Is there a clamor for Brandon Allen? No, you just might as well keep going.
Trevor Siemian on the practice squad, if you want him.
Been to a Pro Bowl.
That thus ends the Tennessee Titans portion of today's broadcast schedule.
He has been to a Pro Bowl. How many Bills have been to a Pro Bowl that they drafted in the last 7 years?
Deion, Josh Allen.
I don't think Deion. Oh, yeah, he has. He has, but since the 18 draft is the stat that's fresh in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Last seven drafts, how many Pro Bowls? How many Pro Bowl players?
It's just the one, isn't it?
Allen and Knox.
Oh. Didn't Cook go?
Did he?
Probably as an injury. He's been. Yeah.
Is it three?
You gotta be, yeah.
Is it seven and I'm just reading the wrong stats?
It just might be because they got named after the initial, you know what I mean? The replacement guys.
Does that count?
It goes on the resume.
Named to a Pro Bowl.
I don't know.
No, you can't just be like a fill-in because seven other guys bowed out. Well, we'll fix this in post. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here at Football Monday, 803-0550 for your thoughts on Week 7. The Bills go to Carolina Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's reasonable, smart scheduling. We'll talk about that, of course, going forward here. Lines are open for you. This is WGR.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go day to day on that right now and, you know, just really look at him each day, just test the ankle in different ways to see if we can't get him back out there on Wednesday in some way, shape, or form. So we're going to just take it that way. And saw him this morning, talked to him, and he's like, let's push this thing. Let's see what we got, you know. And so we're going to try to take that approach with it and just go from there.
Dave Canales. Stay tuned this week to find out how Bulldog decides to hate him. Carolina coach. Is this one that we actually, though, where we actually saw the injury, Bryce Young?
Yes.
Or is not another? He's actually hurt, guys.
I think we saw it. Yeah. Yeah, he went down awkwardly, foot was trapped under him, and got up and hobbled off and didn't play again. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's when he got hurt.
Sounds right. Although, even if you didn't see it, you might think, listen, can you come here for a second? We're 4-3, we're Carolina. You guys want to be doing this again in 2 years, or maybe we could make a change here? Minnesota did it.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of keep our 101 over there for a little while and see if we can't get, into playoff position. See what happens. Minnesota did do this. And is the experiment over? Is it time now for
I think it kind of should be.
McCarthy's actually fine. He never was hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not want to keep playing Carson Wentz. By choice, I'm pretty confident saying that.
No, I agree.
If I were them, they're,
but it's also they tried it. They did win.
Yeah.
A game or two. They did win. They beat the Browns barely. Lost to Pittsburgh. Lost yesterday. All close games.
Yeah.
But they're protecting McCarthy. And the Panthers could be. Well, they did it last year. Young was just terrible last year. They weren't in a race.
Right.
But at 4-3, they might think, it doesn't matter. I don't need to be conspiratorial about this.
They're 4-3 with him as quarterback. He's already hurt. Whatever his flaws are. But I don't think there's any question about his injury at this point.
No, I don't either.
The McCarthy thing was a little fishy. That's right. He didn't appear to be hurt as he finished that game, and then suddenly he had this injury. And so, I don't know, I didn't do a deep forensics dive to find earlier in that same game where he did hurt himself and got through it because of adrenaline or something. I don't know.
Yeah, don't bother.
Yeah, I don't really care that much.
Were you watching the Chiefs game when it was 4th-and-something and the Chiefs were on offense because they were always on offense in this game and it was like a 4th-and-short and Tony Romo said something about they're just going to try to draw him off? And then Mahomes did a thing where he sort of looked to the sideline and threw his hands up.
Yeah.
I don't have the play or whatever.
Is this where he was swearing?
Was he?
There's audio of him saying, this bleeping never bleeping works.
That was what he said?
That was what he said.
And then he gets right back under center and they run for a first down?
Yes. Right.
I mean, do you really want to use that against the Raiders? There's a chart today from Tom Bliss, who was an NFL statistician.
Again?
There's another one.
Sorry.
There's always a chart on how teams are doing. This is really wonderful. They're doing the fake pretend to draw you off sides thing and then calling timeout less often than they've done in at least a decade. We've gotten over ourselves when it comes to this. In 2016... 4th-and-less-than-5, penalties or timeouts called, and then after they're called, there's a special teams play, a punt or a field goal attempt, was 45% of the time on these 9 years ago. Now it's 15. 12% is the team jumping offside, so okay. You're getting the freebie once in a while, and then 73% delay of game or false start. We're not having the, I'm just going to stand here and hope that you jump, and if you don't, time out, then punt. We're not getting that as often as we used to, which is really good, because that's dumb.
There is now, I would think, some value in, although it might be swinging around completely to the point where we'll get teams starting to do that thing that they stopped doing again, because I think there's value in lining up and having everyone, especially your opposition, think what Tony Romo thought yesterday, and then actually running a play. Because, just don't jump. Just don't jump. Just,
right.
Oh, my God, they ran a play. Someone's blocking me all of a sudden. I didn't think they were going to run a play.
I agree.
There's some fraction of a second there where I think there would be an advantage in running the play when you're not expected to, traditionally. And, of course, teams just go for it more often in general now as it is.
Which is also good. Let's go to CJ.
Unless
Hi.
It doesn't work.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, CJ, thanks.
I just want to get straight to where we stand as a team. And I know through the drought, we've always had everything except for what we needed when it comes to a team around our quarterback. And now I feel as though our GM has us in a position where the rest of the team is not as strong as our quarterback. If you take Josh Allen off our team, where does the Bills stand against any team in the league? I feel as though our quarterback is better than the Eagles quarterback, but their team around them is phenomenal. I feel as though the Colts team is phenomenal. I feel as though everybody has something and we're wasting Josh Allen. When do we get to the point where we say we're wasting Josh Allen? Our drafts have not been good, but we are not putting elite talent around our most valuable piece on the team. He's doing everything, and I think coordinating or being a coordinator matters. Next year is scary. The Ravens are 1-5. They're going to have an early draft pick. I guarantee to go receiver. I'm just saying next year is going to be an issue. Everybody around us is getting better. We don't win this year with a weak schedule, so to speak, and grab something now like we did with Amari Cooper last year after two losses. It's time to reach. I know Von Miller was supposedly a reach, but stop going defense. Give help to your best offensive piece. We'll let the defense catch up later. You make people one-dimensional if you can score a lot of points. They have to pass. That's all I got.
What are we trying to figure out?
So I'm saying we need to go get like elite talent now. I was excited when we had the idea of going to get a Myles Garrett. I'm just giving an example of elite talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just Josh Allen. Now we have maybe James Cook, but if you take Josh Allen out of the game, some schematically, some way, what do you have?
Well, that's nothing different than for the last 5 years, though. That's true the whole time.
That's the problem.
That's the same thing of all the top quarterback teams, isn't it? Isn't that the Baltimore point? Isn't that Kansas City? Isn't that Cincinnati? Isn't that all of them? Isn't that Dallas?
Like, no.
Which of these teams is like the same level of good without their star quarterback? None of them.
Even with the superstar players around him, like Cincinnati has.
Like, if my logic here is I can't live without Josh Allen, and I trade a first-round pick for somebody that you would consider worth it, and then I lose Josh Allen, I'm still dead. Disagree? I don't know.
I think where CJ went. I think CJ's gone. Listen, I'm all for between now and Election Day, because that is also the day coinciding with the trade deadline in the NFL, exploring all avenues and options. It is right to point out that when they stumbled early last year, that they did pivot pretty quickly to we need another guy. And I don't know if because they did that last year, that makes it less likely that they'll do it, because to me, the same need is still there. I just don't know that they'll try to scratch that itch. I can't know what sort of conclusions, if any, were reached during this bye week where they're doing all this self-scouting and analysis, looking at, you know, what is working, what is not working, what we need, what we don't need, that kind of thing. But I would still prioritize another skill player if I could get my hands on one. I think the need is as great as it was last year, I think. And if not more so now, because it's just another year. Like, everyone's another year older. Josh Allen's another year older. If not now, when? And I do like the caller's point about the conference. 2 weeks ago, it was, is it going to be, how easy is it going to be to just cruise to the number one seed? And now we're in a, you know, put your brass knuckles on, because you're in a fight for the division, let alone the conference.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go for it. If the Bills, it's been a while since they've won a game, but I still look at this season as one where you're trying to win a championship. So I do want to do that. I just want to make sure my logic makes sense. And whatever else we think is wrong with them or mistakes that they've made, I'm not sure any of that matters. It's really just, is there a move I can make? Can I flip a draft pick for somebody that will, you know, seriously give me a better chance to win? We always talk about wide receiver for this, and the dilemma I have about receiver is what's been said and documented about the general manager's attitude about wide receiver. Like, are we sure he would be like, okay, now it's all right. Now we need this. I don't know. They've had injuries. So sort of like picking up on last week's conversations, I'm not expecting them to want to do that. And plus, last year's trade didn't really work. They lost they spent a day two draft pick on Cooper, and they didn't get very much. So maybe they could do better than him. It's possible. I wouldn't be against it. I think this is what you do in the championship window, and they're in it. There's no saying they're really not in it just because a couple of other things have happened here. I would not, you know, I would not dispute thinking that like the time is now or the time is the next sure. 2 weeks to make a move.
It's as urgent as it's ever been.
Yeah, maybe.
For with as good a reasons as there've ever been, I think.
Yeah. And they, you know, they can afford it. They'll figure it out with the cap if they end up doing something like this. The draft picks, I think that's a decision you can make, is to try to spend a one on somebody that can make a difference. But really, who is that and what position would they play? Is it only wide receiver? You talk about defensive back, which is also a trade that they've made with Douglas going back 2 years mm-hmm. ago. And, you know, that went okay, but they still lost. It's tough with football. It's really a fine line, I think. Who's available? Will they make a difference? And, you know, at the price, are we sure that it's worth it? The appearances-wise, it looks great. It sort of seems like, yeah, everybody most everybody would be on board with it. But I don't think there are very many players that fit the mold. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.